The trouble began last week when local media reported unidentified individuals had imported equipment from Egypt to dredge rivers and tributaries of the River Nile. Last week, Lam Tungwar, the Unity State Minister for Physical Infrastructure, Lands, Housing and Public Utilities, confirmed the machinery arrived from Egypt to dredge and open River Nam. Tungwar said the project was approved by the National Ministry of Irrigation and Water Resources in Juba. But this week, the National Minister for Environment and Forestry, Josephine Napon, says she does not know how the dredging equipment was transported into South Sudan for the purpose of reopening the Jonglei Canal, but says the project must first receive approval from the national government before any dredging begins.
It is very clear, my message was clear, and I don't think the state government will carry on the project independently without the national government being involved, and especially the Minister of Environment, to do assessment. As he said, we are not against the development. Of course, we are here also to protect the environment, and anything that endangers our environment will not accept as a ministry.
Joseph Africano Batal, Undersecretary in the Ministry of Environment, says dredging South Sudan's wetlands, rivers and tributaries will leave the land dry.
So when you drain or you dredge those rivers and take the water to the main Nile, that simply means you are draining most of the basin. And in a matter of a year or two, we'll lose all the water in that area. So the draining of the basins is not a solution for floods. That's why a comprehensive study should be conducted, and no one should rush in order to dredge anything at the moment.
Batal says any dredging carried out without an environmental impact assessment study would be illegal.
Dredging will not stop the floods. So one non-structural solution for that is for the people to move to higher grounds. Or secondly, if there are some settled areas, that simply means dikes or a drainage system to get the excess water out is a solution for that, but not draining of the whole sod wetland by digging the canal.
Earlier this week, President Salva Kiir's spokesperson Atengwek Ateng told reporters in Juba the president's office did not approve any projects related to the cleaning of the River Nile tributaries. Ateng says President Kiir was unaware of the arrival of the river dredging equipment or any related project. Controversy over dredging the rivers in the Sud and tributaries of the River Nam and Sud started months ago when Vice President Taban Dengai called for the resumption of the Jonglei Canal project to prevent flood disaster in Jonglei, Unity and Upper Nile states. Guy urged, quote, waterways should be established to avert displacement caused by flooding by restarting the digging of the Jonglei Canal, end quote. Environment and Forestry Minister Napon says her ministry will not approve the resumption of dredging the Jonglei Canal.
The Minister of Environment and Forestry will not approve the resumption of completion of the canal because of the ecosystems, services that Sud provides to our nation, the region, and the world at large.
Speaking at the Ministry of Cabinet Affairs, the Minister for Information, Michael Makwe, mentioned the need to purchase water dredging equipment and said the equipment would cost roughly $28 million. Makwe clarified that the water dredging equipment had nothing to do with the Jonglei Canal and warned social media users against spreading misinformation.
The operationalization of this project, according to him, it costs it, it is actually for the purchase of equipments that are needed for the ministry in order to enable it conduct its functions and duties in terms of development of water sources like hafirs, dredging of the rivers, and construction of mini dams for preservation of water and so forth.
Makui said anybody who is writing about the Jonglei Canal should write from an informed position, not hearsay. Following reports that the dredging equipment had already arrived in Unity State, South Sudanese citizens have expressed mixed views about dredging waterways. Winnie Rufus, a member of the Geological Society of South Sudan, opposes the project, saying dredging the Jongole Canal can destabilize the ecosystem and affect economic development.
For me, I don't see it as a good idea in my perspective. Because of the reason that, you know, whenever the canal is dug, there will be a draw. The area will be dry and it will affect our ecosystem mostly. And on addition to that also, it will affect us as a human being because we depend on water. Our development of society, economic development depends on our water.
Ajak John Atang, president of the Geological Society of South Sudan, too, expressed some reservations about the project, warning that dredging the Jongole Canal would drive South Sudan's wildlife out of the country.
We are losing out because the water, when the water is gone, we will experience what we call a drought. And not only that, our wildlife will go. There will be migration of this wildlife to a neighboring countries. So, and those are the bodies that we will get when the water is gone and when the Jongole Canal has been constructed.
But Ajak says the dredging project could provide benefits like controlling flooding.
These areas, they are experiencing a continuous flooding. So the only solution to water it is to construct dike, not for the Jongole Canal to be constructed. That is the only thing people are looking at a goodies. The another goodies is that maybe there is also insecurity around the areas that the Jongole Canal has been being proposed, but it is not. Insecurity cannot be controlled by Jongole Canal.
Juba resident Abraham Agot disagrees, saying people would rather endure floods than dredge the Jongole Canal.
Floods come with food, like fish, so they will not lack what to eat when floods are there. But at the time of drought, many people had been dying. So this makes it very important for the canal not to be dug, because if water is there, it comes with some sources of livelihood for the people, and people can survive. So people view this as when water is removed, it goes into the canal, it might mean there can be high chances of drought at any time, and this is going to affect the livelihood of the people.
The Sudan Sud wetland, where Nam River is expected to be drenched, is the largest flood plain in Africa and the second largest tropical wetlands in the world. Measuring 30,000 to 40,000 square kilometers or 320 kilometers wide and 400 kilometers long. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi in Juba.